Thursday in the 34th week in ordinary time 1. First reading from the book of Daniel, chapter 6, verses 12 to 28. Some men rushed into the upper chamber of Daniel's home and found him praying and pleading before his God. Then they went to remind the king about the prohibition. Did you not decree, O king, that no one is to address a petition to a god or man for 30 days except to you, O king? Otherwise, he shall be cast into a den of lions. The king answered them, the decree is absolute, irrevocable under the Mede and Persian law. Should it, they replied, Daniel, the Jewish exile, had paid no attention to you, O king, or should the decree you issued, 3 times a day he offered his prayer. The king was deeply grieved at this news, and he made up his mind to save Daniel. He worked till sunset to rescue him. But the men insisted. They said, keep in mind, O king, that under the Mede and Persian law, every royal prohibition or decree is irrevocable. So the king ordered Daniel to be brought and cast into the lion's den. To Daniel he said, may the God whom you serve so constantly save you. To forestall any tampering, the king sealed with his own ring and the ring of the Lord the stone that had been brought to block the opening of the den. Then the king returned to his palace for the night. He refused to eat, and he dismissed the entertainer. Since sleep was impossible for him, the king rose very early in the next morning and hastened to the lion's den. As he drew near, he cried out to Daniel sorrowfully, O Daniel, servant of the living God, had the God whom you serve so constantly been able to save you from the lions? Daniel answered the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and closed the lion's mouth so that they have not hurt me. For I have been found innocent before him. Neither to you have I done any harm, O king. This gave the king great joy. At his order, Daniel was removed from the den, unhurt, because he trusted in his God. The king then ordered the man who had accused Daniel, along with their children and their wife, to be cast into the lion's den. Before they reached the bottom of the den, the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones. Then King Darius wrote to the nations and people of every language, wherever they dwell on the earth, all peace to you. I decree that throughout my royal domain, the God of Daniel is to be reverenced and feared, for he is the living God, enduring forever. His kingdom shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be without end. He is a deliverer and savior, working signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. He delivered Daniel from the lion's power. The Gospel from Luke, chapter 21, verses 20 to 28. Jesus said to his disciples, "When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, know that its desolation is at hand. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains, lest those within the city escape from it, and let those in the countryside not enter the city. For these days are the time of punishment, when all the scripture were fulfilled. Woe to pregnant women and nursing mothers in those days, for terrible calamity will come upon the earth, and a wrathful judgment upon these people. They will fall by the edge of the sword, and be taken as captives to all the Gentiles. And Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die in fight, in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heaven will be shaken, and they will see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand." Sharing, first the theme. God shall liberate those who faithfully witnessed for him. A committee chairman said to Chu Zhang Priest, who has just come to receive their assignment, "I have a feeling that you two are entering the lion's den." The pastor startles, but calmly says to him, "If we don't fear death, then we also are not fear to enter the lion's den. We believe that God shall help us to overcome the jealousy of those who hated us and their wicked plan." Today's readings illustrate God's protection for those who revere and witness for God. In the first reading, Daniel was accused by a group of envious people who secretly watched him during the time he praying to God. So they have a group to accuse him with King Darius. When they felt the king's temporization, they increased pressure, so the king must execute the law of Medes and Persia, which prohibit people to worship any god except the king. Finally, the king must yield and put Daniel into the lion's den. That night, God sent his angel to lock the lion's mouth to save Daniel. In the Gospel, Jesus advised his disciples that they must be calm and wise to confront all dangers which are going to happen to them, because God always pays attention to liberate and to give salvation to those who are faithfully witnessed for him. Second, analysis. The first reading. God's power overcomes the king order and the jealousy of the native people. First point. The jealousy of those who hated Daniel. The reason why a group of native people hated Daniel is because he is a foreigner, an Israel on exile, who is treated with favor even more than the native citizens. So they devised a wicked plan to put him to death. They knew the Israelites shall not worship anyone except God. And the king Darius gave his ordinance that everyone who lived in his kingdom must worship the golden statue of his image. So they secretly watched Daniel and found out that Daniel worshipped and prayed to God three times a day in his room. They came to see the king and reminded him of his prohibition. They said, "Did you not decree, O king, that no one is to address a petition to a god or man for 30 days except to you, O king? Otherwise, he shall be cast into the den of lions." The king answered them, "The decree is absolute, irrevocable, under the Mede and Persian law." To this they replied, "Daniel, the Jewish exile, has paid no attention to you, O king, or to the decree you issued. Three times a day he offers his prayer." King Darius loved and respected Daniel. He believed that God must be with Daniel, that he could do wonderful things for the king. For example, knowing his dream and explaining them. When he knew the wicked plan, the king was deeply grieved, and he made up his mind to save Daniel. He worked until sunset to rescue him. When the men knew the king's plan to save Daniel, they reminded the king of the immovability of the law. Finally, the king must yield to them and reluctantly give the order to put Daniel into the lion's den. Second point. Daniel was saved from lion's mouth. In God's saving plan, he warned the Persian king to liberate the Israelites so they can return to rebuild their country and the temple. The miracle which he performed today increased the faith of the Persian king in God. The author reported the dialogue between the king and Daniel as followed. "Then the king returned to his palace of the night. He refused to eat. He dismissed the entertainer. Since sleep was impossible for him, the king rose very early the next morning and hastened to the lion's den. As he drew near, he cried out to Daniel sorrowfully, 'O Daniel, servant of the living God, had the God whom you serve so constantly been able to save you from the lion?' Daniel answered the king, 'O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and closed the lion's mouth so that they have not hurt me. For I have been found innocent before him. Neither to you have I done any harm, O king.'" Third point. the king's reaction. This gave the king great joy. At his order, Daniel was removed from the den unhurt because he trusted in his God. The king then ordered the men who had accused Daniel, along with their children and their wives, to be cast into the lion's den. Before they reached the bottom of the den, the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones. The king Darius wrote to the nations and people of every language, wherever they dwell on the earth, that, all peace to you, I decree that throughout my royal domain, the God of Daniel is to be reverenced and feared, for he is the living God, enduring forever. His kingdom shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be without end. He is a deliverer and savior, working signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. And he delivered Daniel from the lion's power. A gospel. Stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Luke, the evangelist, differentiated two historical events: the destruction of Jerusalem temple and Jesus' second coming to judge everyone. First, Jerusalem temple is completely destroyed. In 70 AD, the army of the Roman Empire surrounded Jerusalem city a long time before they completely destroyed the city. This certified what Jesus warned 37 years before, as today's passage reported. When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, know that its desolation is at hand. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains. Let those within the city escape from it. And let those in the countryside not enter the city. For these days are the time of punishment, when all the scriptures are fulfilled. This demonstrated that the destruction of Jerusalem city belonged to God's salvation plan, since many Israelites refused to believe Christ is the Messiah who God sent to them. So the gospel now is announced to the Gentiles. But at the last time, at Paul announced, God shall save the Israelites. This belief is also in accord with today's passage. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be taken as captives to all the Gentiles, and Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Second point, Jesus' second coming. Jesus led his disciples to know what shall happen on this day. There are signs appearing in the sky. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth, nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. The Son of Man shall appear after all that, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your hands, because the redemption is at hand. Application in life. God supports and protects those who revere Him. This doesn't mean that God will perform miracles as He did to save Daniel, but He can let us to choose that to witness for Him. Worldly powers only have power on earth when we are living in this world, but the powers shall not remain forever. All the powers shall yield before God's power when God's kingdom shall come. We should not fear nor chase after worldly powers, but must be courageously live and witness for God's kingdoms in order to be worthy to live a happy life with God forever. Amen.